Good morning, good morning, good morning, everybody. How are you guys doing today? This is your boy Christian Israel, and you guys are actually tuned into the Daily Topics. This is a part of a show called Christ and Crypto in the Morning that we're at every single morning, 9 a.m. live, where we come to look at the markets from a news perspective. In the next section, we'll do technical analysis, but for now, the first part, we come and we look at the news to see what is moving the needle in the news cycle. If you're just getting here, please make sure you do that social media thing. Like, subscribe. Our goal is 10 likes. That's it. Just keep the algorithm moving. You also hit with the notification bell in the top to be notified when we go live. I also upload all of these videos later throughout the day. You're going to have the three different videos from the daily topics to the technical analysis, looking at the markets from charts, and then also our daily scriptures. They will be uploaded throughout the evening, not just on YouTube, but Amazon Podcasts and Music, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Anchor, wherever you guys can find your podcast. So that's what will be up. I think that's enough self-promotion for now. Why don't we go ahead and jump into some of the news? And one of the ones right off the bat, guys, right off the bat. And I saw this yesterday. And you know what's crazy is Facebook happens to be up this morning. And it's kind of blowing my mind a little bit because this news dropped and we're going to see how this plays out the rest of the day. And why do I say that? Because the COO stepped down yesterday. Okay. The COO stepped down yesterday, right at the closing bell. And that was here. Okay. Right at the closing bell. And then this morning, and this is how the stock markets work real quick. It shot up. So you're telling me on the news that the COO who's been around, Sheryl Sandberg, who has been around since the beginning of Facebook, stepped down yesterday. On that move, apparently that became bullish for people or the markets. Now, here's where I'm at for news things. I will tell you off the bat. Let's get this during extended hours so you can really see. And then I'm going to move this to Heikinashi real quick, and then I'll go back to the news just so you can see. We're going to go all the way back to the, I think the 3 week works. Okay. Facebook has back tested the 0.5 here, and now sitting on top of the 702. Also on the bottom on the 3 week daily. Yes, I did a small short looking to get back down to 180. As the target. So we'll see if that rolls down. I'll tell you this right now. If Facebook holds that and Alphabet, right, and Amazon, the main tech sectors of the tech market, we will be looking very good in the NASDAQ moving up. And I tell you this, that normally moves like this, that's bad. Like that is bad. But somehow, 14 years on the job, number two steps down, and that's considered good news to the market. They pump it. So we'll see if it takes a little bit, because it's still the second day of June. Speaking of things that don't make any sense to me, Bank of England to rescue collapsing stablecoins issuers. If they're big enough, what? Now, this doesn't make any sense to me. Okay, we'll just start right off the bat. A new proposal would give England's central bank regulatory oversight over stablecoin issuers should they pose a risk to financial stability. So what does this mean? If CBDCs are going to be the only one, central bank digital currencies, those are the issuance of tokens coming from central banks, right? Federal Reserve, Bank of Brazil, Swiss Bank, you know, central banks. They're going to come rescuing stable coins now. So you're telling me, I mean, Luna, if they're big enough, UST was a multi-billion dollar project. What considered big enough? Are you referring to USDC? Because that's a stable coin issue. We're not done by the Federal Reserve. In fact, that's done by Circle. Or are they referring to Tether, which I believe is backed by more Chinese commercial paper? when they look at systematic collapses, is what they say. What are they really saying here? Are they saying that they agree with stablecoin issuers, so now they're going to be too big to fail? We need to watch what they're wording, because they're slowly showing us that stablecoins have entered into our financial society. If this is coming out and they're wanting to protect stablecoin issuers, that sounds like their central bank digital currencies, doesn't it, guys? That's just me. What do you think? Good morning, Dragonfire. Good morning, Rope-a-Dope. Good morning, Lee Lord. Good to see you guys in the chat. Hope you guys are having a wonderful, wonderful Thursday. And that just kind of blows my mind. I wanted to point that out to you. I just think that's an interesting thing to kind of watch some of this news play out when it comes to stable coins, when it comes, especially after the Terra Luna UST fallout, and now the second rug pull in 3 weeks, Luna 2.0. So much that if you bought Luna on somewhere else, Luna Classic, I did this on Uphold, so I'm speaking from experience. I bought $50 worth to get the snapshot. The snapshot happens, and then they shut down Luna, so I can't withdraw my $50 or $40 or $20 or $10, whatever it's worth right now. But then, on the airdrop, I have to hold it for 2 to 4 years. I can't transfer it out of the wallet. But let me point this out. And Bearable Bull pointed this out. And it just blew my mind, because I was like, that makes sense. That we know Scam 1 and Scam 2, Luna and Luna 2.0, both took millions to billions and billions of dollars in a week. Rug pull, scam. So much that Do Kwon was basically full-blown showing people it was a scam by his words. All of those, every single one of the Terra Luna 2.0 U.S. exchanges is hosting Luna 2.0. I'm going to point that out. All the exchanges supported Luna 2.0 immediately after billions of dollars of a scam, rug pull, algorithmic stablecoin hack, whatever you want to call it. All the big dogs were out before it happened. But XRP can't get listed on the exchanges because XRP is the scam. Do you see? When he pointed that out, I was like, oh my gosh. It never even crossed my mind. If you don't know what you own, oh boy, you better learn. Because of scam of the century, worse than Mt. Gox, worse, I'm pretty sure the loss of money was up there. I don't know how much Lehman Brothers lost in that short, short period of time. But it's up there. But XRP is the scam. Keep that in mind. So what does Wall Street think about Sheryl? Also, Meta, Sandberg, Sheryl Sandberg stepping down. Well, apparently, target goes up to 300. I apparently was completely wrong that this kind of information, was bullish or was bearish for Facebook. Not at all. Not one bit. Not one bit. So we'll see. We'll see if this rolls over. If not, this is up and on them and stopped out it is. This is how much sense regular stocks are not making right now. Just going to point that out. There is no rhyme or reason to anything in the stock, so be very, very careful. Now, when we look at these things, why would that drop at the end of the day and then pump? Is there something else coming that we don't know about? Or are they getting ready to dump on the back end? So be careful. The stock market likes to fake pump, then roll, or dump and go. So the first hour of the market being open, be very, very, very careful. Just be very, very careful. Speaking of very careful, this is more a focus on more of the stock. Amazon stock splits next week. Amazon stock splits. What that means is, let's see here. What is the stock split exactly? 20-1 stock split. You know, so if you have, 24-1. So if you have 1,000, you know, if you have one stock of Amazon, it's going to become 20. It's going to dilute it a little bit. Now, this has happened different times across the board recently. Google is going to do this in July. Tesla is going to do this soon. GameStop has asked to do this soon. Apple did it in 2020 for a 4-1 stock split. Now, I'll tell you this. Normally what that does is make the stock cheaper. To me, that's a big warning. When stock splits happen, it makes the stock cheaper, right? Amazon's worth $2,000. It will be worth $100. So therefore, people will be able to buy Amazon stock more. Therefore, the rally gets going. Stocks get pumping. So I think stocks start to pump here soon. Stocks really get pumping. And then everything gets dumped on you. Because now it's cheaper. It's much easier for the retail investor to buy multiple stock of $100. Even though that doesn't equal one stock of Amazon right now. Right? Divide that by 20. 20-1 stock split. That's going to pump the price overall, even though on the 4-hour we're topping, so we should be rolling over. We'll see something happen. But when you start to see the stock splits, to me, of the high tech, that's because they're getting ready to dump shares, sell their shares, make it easier for people that are not very smart in finance that go on there and just listen to Jim Cramer and CNBC pundits or whatever and buy whatever they say buy. To me, which is why this show doesn't, it's why this show is not a over the top $1 million Bitcoin. This is just a show that's going to come and tell you the truth as close as I can see it. And that when there are stock splits, things pump and then they dump on people. So be very careful to know that the top is coming even closer when we have stock splits. It says one potential advantage of Amazon and Alphabet stock splits is that they could make the shares more realistic additions to the Dow Jones average. Adding high price shares to the Dow problematic because the index is weighted according to price. So the same price change in a high price stock moves the index more than a low price. Adding a stock with a price in the 4-digit range would instantly give the most influence in the index. Do you see? Breaking it down, it's 20-1 stock split immediately gives it some fun. Immediately. All right. Quick top five cryptos, and then we're going to close this out with some Fed news, XRP news real quick, okay? So here's what, Narometrics, top five currencies to watch in June. Cryptos. So they have Bitcoin, Cardano, Ethereum, and Ellipsis Finance EPX. So I want to read this to you. And we're going to dive in this and look into this more because I'm not sure what it is. But it says Ellipse Finance is an authorized fork of Curve Finance on the BNB chain. It is an automatic market maker, AMM, or exchange that lets users and other decentralized protocols change tokens, BUSD, to USDC, for example, with low fees and low slippage. Unlike exchanges, that match a buyer and a seller, Ellipsis uses liquidity pools. To achieve success, exchange volume and low slippage, Ellipsis needs a high amount of liquidity tokens in the pools. The platform allows for stablecoin swaps and very low slippage and minimal fees. The incentivized liquidity to deposit Ellipsis pools. Ellipsis offers rewards and EPX tokens, its native token, to liquidity providers. As mentioned previously, Ellipsis is the native token for Yep. Voting tools. As a result, this agreement between Curve and Ellipsis VE CRV holders will receive 25% supply over the next 12 months. Curve Finance will provide support to the Ellipsis team. And right now Ellipsis is at 0.0001. So if you guys are looking for a hidden token, you're looking for a hidden token right here. There you go. EPX, something we might look into. See if we can find a place to trade that. Really doubt it. And then there's always Tron. I don't know. Justin Lee is always just around. All right. So I just wanted to share that with you because there was one in here that I'm like, huh? And that's this one. Not sure. So we're going to look into that. Dragonfire says, on February 10th, a Bitcoin exchange called Mt. Gox announced it had lost some 850,000 Bitcoins, of which 750,000 belong to its customers. At times, says Dragonfire, quoting the piece, Bitcoins were trading at $827 a piece, making the value loss equivalent to $620 million. Way less than Luna was. Way less. He also says over 1.2 million ETH transactions failed in May. So if stable coins are a risk, what kind of risk is ETH? You cannot have crypto chains falling. Isn't this the truth? Isn't this the truth? And I know someone came the other day and said this is a fear thing. This is not fear. This is not being a bull all the time. This is being a smart money investor. This is being a smart, educated investor. You can be a smart investor, but not educated. Know what you own and where it's going. Again, why is Luna 2.0 listed everywhere and XRP is a scam? Speaking of scams, there's a report yesterday. Let me see if I can find it. Where is it at? Here we go. Oh no, where's it at? Here we go. Big news. And this was on the 24th. And I did not know that this was old. It came across me a couple days ago. And then I didn't do the show yesterday. But apparently, on May 24th, can someone tell me if anybody else did this news? Someone, anybody. And I'm going to go ahead and do that. The Fed to delay ISO 20022 implement until until 2025. Now, let's not get started on what 2025 is in general. Okay, 2025 is supposed to be the reset of everything. And then over that point in time, from 2025 to 2030, all the freedoms have taken. And I know it sounds crazy. In that time, I believe the Antichrist will completely show themselves. Side note. Lord willing, I won't be here. But I kind of came across something in January. Because, right, it said, he had all these things, everything's going, there was no reason to delay it whatsoever. But let's read this. The Federal Reserve signaled today, May 24th, that it intends to delay the implementation of the International Organization of Standards 20022 message format for the Fedwire Fund Service for sometime in the first quarter of 2025. I don't know if I believe this, but we'll see. The Fed said that it would publish additional details on the implementation date, which had originally been scheduled for November 20, 2023, in a forthcoming Federal Register notice. The Fed said that it is recommending the delay based on industry feedback, that there should be a gap between the planned 2023 launch of the FedNow service. So here's your key. This is their excuse. Okay. Between the planned 2023 launch of the FedNow service and the ISO 20022 implementation. So the implementation is swift this year in November of 2022. Swift is going to join ISO 20022. And since the bankers are delaying it, you got suing Ripple. I'm telling you. and the Reserve Bank should provide at least 1 year for the industry testing the ISO 20022 messaging. They're saying that there needs to be testing of that for two to two and a half years. Since meanwhile, the clearinghouse said that CHIPS, the private sector wiring service, remains on course to implement ISO 20022 as planned in November of 2023. So what is the difference? The Fed wire, in other words, USDC, are CBDC, are digital bank currencies where the government, not are, where the government there will provide you money digitally. Gary Gensler, the SEC, and Jerome Powell of the Federal Reserve have decided that we just don't want to be a part of this crypto thing. Everybody else can move forward. And where does this come from? That's their excuse. But I think the excuse more is this letter. Now, I came out with this letter in January, did a TikTok on it. In fact, I think my TikTok has got some, not a lot, like 18,000 views on it or something. If you don't follow me on the TikTok, Christ in Crypto, not a lot of followers because I just started this TikTok beginning of the year. And you can see right here, and me and my horrible, I don't know what time I did this,
but I think I may have found the date.
But I came across this, and see, it's got 880 likes, 69 comments, right? Flip the switch. And I came out, I saw it on January 3rd. And I thought I'd pull it back up for you again today. Because their excuse was, we need time. However, when you look at this, it says to do it in 1 day. It even gives the bankers what days and times to do that. November 3rd, 2023. No later than November 17th, 18, 2023. Like working on Swift or FedNow going to go live. No bank has unlimited, and it says it right here. Their resources to meet November 23 date. It's best to allocate. Those demand to make it important. In other words, they can get this done. But they said they do have concerns, right? And this was one of them. The launch date is less than 24 months away and testing plans are needed. So they're saying from now that it's late. Yes, I said the TikTok bullish on XRP. I said the TikTok. That's because my mom always calls like the Facebook. It's the Filipino in us, man. The and the, you know, switch the light off. Turn, you know, I don't know. It's just weird little things that I say. Good morning, bullish brother. But this is just one of the things here. It says with 9 months testing, we request 12 months. So based on, and you know, we call a little BS because they have basically confirmed that they want to do that. But why 3 more years? Is that 3 more years of lawsuits? What is really going on? What is really going on? So I just wanted to share that with you. That there's a delay here. And I haven't really heard anybody talk about it. I haven't seen it on Twitter anywhere. My second in command here at New Creation Capital sent me this. She works also. She does a side gig or a big time gig with people. And she's meeting with all the big dogs in the industry. All of them. Right? And so she ended up sending me this. And I was just like, oh boy. We had a sad moment. We poured one out for the homies there. Because the United States of America wants you to be broke, period. They don't want you to have money. I don't care what they say. They want you to be broke. Biden came out yesterday and said about Jerome Powell to get out of his way and let them do what they want. I think he was falling asleep as he was saying it too. Speaking of falling asleep, last topic of the day before we get into long some, short some, smash that like button, guys. Last topic of the day. You ready to make a phone call on June 7th? June 7th, 3 p.m. Eastern. USA International access code. I can't stream this. Unauthorized recording, rebroadcasting of the conference, YouTube, Twitch, audio streams is strictly prohibited. So I can't technically do it because then it could hunt me down. But Sarah Netburn, they're going to talk about it in this phone call, and we're going to see what happens. So get in, you know, last time was like 4,000 people. Don't miss out on the opportunity to listen. I'll do my best. June 7th is a day before I'm supposed to pack everything up. So maybe I'll put them on and listen to it. And I'll probably live tweet you, or I'll play it. I'll probably live tweet it out. I don't know what I'll do. But reminder, as we get out of here and we close this section out, guys, I will be coming to you from the road over the next 30 days until after July 4th with a whole new setup behind me. But I will be doing our summer vacation, our daughter first before she goes to her biological father. Then me and the wife, we're going to go on a pre-honeymoon. We haven't got a chance to go on our honeymoon. So we're going to take a mini vacation as our house is being, well, the electric and all that stuff is being rewired and redone. So I appreciate you so much. This is your boy, Christian Israel. You are tuned into Long Sum, Short Sum. I lied. The Daily Topics. This is the Daily Topics. We're going to jump into Long Sum, Short Sum next. Hit that like button, man. 10 likes is the goal. Share. Do your social media thing. Appreciate you guys as we fade. And we're going to go ahead and cut this out and call it soon. See you in a second. Hey guys, thanks for watching. Please make sure you like, subscribe, share this video, subscribe to this channel, and do the thing that people do on social media. At Twitter, at TikTok, you know, New Creation Capital. Let us know, guys. Thanks so much. I hope you guys have a great day. Later, guys.